This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is back with us after last week's Talkers Convention in New York. And so we're here ready to go with the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers and the People List as well. So, Michael, I suppose it would be a good thing for us to get right to it so that there's always something to jump off on. If that doesn't sound counterintuitive, you jump off. Listen to that for a minute. You're jumping off on to something. Does that sound like an oxymoron? Let's jump off.
It sounds like it, but I mean, if you want to get philosophical, you're always jumping off onto something. Even if you jump off a building, you're jumping off the building onto the ground. Mm-hmm. So you actually were philosophically and theoretically and rhetorically correct. Here are the top 10 stories of the week. You ready?
Thank you.
At number 10, we have the Western heat wave and the drought. Pretty serious stuff going on in the western part of the country. And that's tied with late-breaking news that got a lot of attention on Thursday and Friday. The Supreme Court, for the third time in 9 years, upheld Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act.
Give it a rest.
Number 9, excuse me?
I said give it a rest. It's about time. It's kind of like the Roe v. Wade thing. It goes the same way all the time. All these people who want to, in the minority, hoot and holler about stuff. And most of the people who are hooting and hollering don't understand what the real issue is. And it was interesting because the Supreme Court ruling sort of addressed that. Most people don't really get what it's all about. They just know it's Obama and it's bad.
It does come down to that politics. It comes down to the Trump versus Obama personality, very superficial clash, as opposed to really talking about health care in this country and what affordable insurance means to the average person.
And Trump supported that, by the way, in several different ways during the course, especially the first part of his administration. At any rate, it just goes to show, you're right. It's all
he supported it by not coming up with an alternative.
Yeah, right. There was nothing else, so okay, let's keep doing this. Anyway.
Well, Trump's misstep on that whole thing was not coming up. The GOP didn't come up with an alternative. They just knocked it, but they didn't come up with an answer. So, we're looking back now 4 years. The point is, Obamacare is still there, and a lot of people who are not thinking politically but are just thinking about the pragmatics of their own life breathed a sigh of relief. Let's go to number 9. Juneteenth, the critical race theory and race relations. Juneteenth is now an official holiday.
Did you know what Juneteenth was before this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew about it. I knew about it a year ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about it before that, though.
Okay. All right,
I agree with you that it is a bit arcane, but it's a very interesting subject, and on a lot of levels, and maybe we can talk about that someday or even today.
No, we'll talk about it today, but keep going with the list first.
All right, number 8, social media bias and ransomware attacks, basically cybersecurity. At number 7, U.S.-China relations. At number 6, the economy and the infrastructure. At number 5, Israeli politics and Middle East tensions. At number 4, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number 3, that January 6th investigation continues and election fraud claims continue to be spouted. At number 2, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines, and more discussion about the origin of the coronavirus. And at number 1, The Biden-Putin summit and U.S.-Russia relations. On our people survey, we have the rather loud Marjorie Taylor Greene at number 10. She's out there. She finally figured out what the Holocaust was about. She went to the museum and had a press conference to apologize.
Give me a break.
At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are tied at 8. Kamala Harris is at 7. Number 6, a tie between the big Republicans in the legislature, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett are tied at number 5. Donald Trump is at 4. Dr. Anthony Fauci is at 3. President Vladimir Putin is at number two, and President Joe Biden is at number one. Very.
Which
very
one of those two is president for life?
Everybody wants to be president for life. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yes.
That's an old song from the 80s.
Right.
So.
All right. So those are the people that are on the list and the stories that are on the list. The whole business about what people know and what they don't know. The hoopla. I was thinking about, with regard to Marjorie Taylor Greene, how people over the years, since we became a country on our own in the 1770s, how do you suppose people conducted elections then, and what kind of people were elected? We know of the stars, the people who signed the Declaration, the people who were active, the first president, vice president, but then after that, who do you know, what do you know about those people and how they got themselves elected to these high offices? We look at, you know, I talk frequently about the lack of quality candidates and people like this woman who seem to be ignoramuses, actually. How do they get elected? In a practical sense. Not that she doesn't speak the language of enough people that obviously thought she was okay. They elected her to the House. And then you watch her running around. I saw a video of her. She was in front of AOC's office, and she pushed the door slot, you know, the letter slot. She pushed that in, and somebody's rolling with a camera while she yells into the office, "You're a baby killer. You're a sham. You shouldn't be in politics." You know, this is here. I'm thinking to myself, who in their right mind would do this in such a public way and embarrass themselves like that? I mean, I got no love for AOC. Don't get me wrong. But as you see, people listening also, Michael, will hear, he's putting down Mayor Marjorie Taylor Greene, but he's talking about AOC. If I don't say something like AOC shouldn't be on the planet, then I'm a bad guy with some people. It just is. But back to my original question, how do these people get elected? And are they similar? We just don't know about it. The people who have been members of Congress for the last 250 years.
Well, I to answer your question as accurately as I can, because it's a very broad point you bring up. I think that they get elected because the people that elect them are of that ilk.
Yeah, maybe
the people that vote for people like that. This there's an old saying: do you get the government you deserve? And,
yes.
You know, the whole idea of a democracy. You know, do people have the power to have a government that truly is of quality, is intelligent, and dignified, and reflective of how people really are? Is it the result of people not paying attention? Is it the result of people feeling that they don't have any power anyway, so they may as well vote for somebody that, at least on the surface, appears to be for the broad strokes concepts they believe in, and they don't look at it deeper? Many people vote completely in the dark. They don't have a clue as to who they're voting for. You see that a lot in local elections. Oh, I know that name. It may be the same name as somebody whose family has been in power in a town.
Name recognition, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. But they may not even be related to them. You know, or, oh, it's an Irishman. Oh, it's an Italian. I'm Italian. Oh, it's a Jew. I'm a Jew. Oh, it's the reasons for voting sometimes have nothing to do with any knowledge of the individual or the issues.
Mm-hmm. This guy owns a Scottish bakery. I'm voting for him. It's maybe that silly. Okay, so that's an interesting and very pithy point of view. Back with more with the thoughts on this week's stories and people. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about what there is of value at MyPillow.com. When I say of value, you can look at the catalog. The product catalog is published and renewed and refreshed all the time because they're always adding things at MyPillow, like these down comforters that came online this year and the pajamas and bathrobes that were developed as a result of people needing things like that. It was answering a need. People staying at home, working, that sort of thing. And I guess you could say that about the slippers that they have now. If you haven't availed yourself of these slip-on slippers, I think they're very cool. I have a couple of pair. My slippers made with the three-tier cushioning system, MyPillow Fill, Impact Gel, and a comfort memory foam that absorbs impact and relieves pressure. It's very good. It's quality. It's like everything else. The pillows, quality, made in America. The sheets, quality, made in America. All the things, as a matter of fact, in the product line are all made in America. And right now you can save 30%, 40%, 50%, 60% and more on things. For example, the pillows right now have the big premium pillows. You can save a heck of a lot of money. The towel set as well. I mean, go through the catalog, seriously, and use the DJV code when you check out. You get six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for the price of one and free shipping. So use the promo code DJV at checkout when you're buying things at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, the weekly talk radio countdown show. This is the chart for the week of June 14th to the 18th with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Last week at this time, we were celebrating the talk radio medium with the Talkers Convention held on the grounds of Hofstra University. A lot of people thought, oh, this is interesting because we're already back. We're done with COVID. It's over, Michael. We're finished. We're not giving into it anymore. We'll have a convention and see who gets together. And we all, yeah, a lot of people were there. It was cool. I thought one of the best parts of it was you sitting down with Bill O'Reilly. You want to tell that story? Because it is a very good story. Content-wise...
I did what we call a fireside chat, yeah. And that's the two of us on the stage for about a half hour, and I interviewed him, and he was very candid.
He's a piece of work, man. All right. So anyway, I thought that it was very. I thought you made him very relaxed because he's not usually in those settings. He's not very relaxed at all, isn't that? Haven't you noticed that over the years?
Yeah, well, I expected that. He's usually on offense or defense. Mm-hmm. But he saw that with me, he actually had an opportunity to talk about intelligent topics that were neither, you know, offensive or defensive. They were just analytical, and I think he enjoyed that.
Yeah,
he's not used to that. He's used to being in conflict.
Right. And, well, he likes to create it, too. I mean, let's face it.
Well, that's what he does. But yeah. he seemed to... As much as he could show enjoyment, he seemed to enjoy it. But I asked him some good questions about what it's like to be in the book publishing business. He has a number one bestseller. I asked him, how do you deal
well,
with...
Well, you asked him, how is it easy to make money? And he said, not so much. But right, he said it was kind of difficult to make money when you sell books. That's kind of what I got.
That was the premise, certainly.
Yeah.
That
right.
He has a number one bestseller, and he has the record for number one bestsellers at the New York Times.
Yeah,
and
right.
and when the guy that has the number one record for bestsellers tells you can't make money, well, I mean, then maybe you shouldn't go into the book business if you're looking to make a living as a writer. If you're right. looking to have a book as a platform,
why does he? Did you ask him why does he write so many books? What is it? Because they're not always about talk and stuff. They're pretty historical perspectives on things, right?
But if he writes about talk, he won't be number one. Who cares? I mean, that's and I say that kind of satirically, because we talk a little bit about talk, but if we just talked about talk, then we wouldn't be having anybody listening to us, because people want to hear about the stories that are being talked about on talk radio. Well, I mean, he talks about subjects that eventually tie into the bigger picture. And his latest book is called Killing the Mob. It's about organized crime in America. I haven't read the book, so I can't say exactly what it's about, but basically it's a look at organized crime. And it's part of his series called Killing. Killing this, killing that. And they've been a tremendous success. They, as I said, one of the most successful series in terms of the New York Times chart. That's one of the things we talked about. I questioned him, how do you deal with truth versus victory. If you find out that something that you're behind or that you've said is not true, how do you admit that to your audience? Or do you? And, things of that nature. And it was pretty fascinating.
You're going to post all of these videos on talkers.com, right?
Yes, definitely. Not yet. Probably in the next week or so. And let's let everybody know when they're up there so people can actually attend the conference without having to wear a mask.
One of the things that you also got out of him was that he was going to go on the road with Trump. That's later this year, and what the two of them are likely to realize about each other when they're on the road together, right?
You think they'll get along?
I don't think they'll get along at all.
They have four programs set for arenas, and after that they'll see how it goes. Let's see if they make it through the four.
The two of them together, I can't. Well, listen, strange bedfellows, maybe. But it was interesting as he told the story about calling up Trump and saying, "Well, you want to do this?" And I think Trump will do anything to get himself into the public eye. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting vaccination efforts. He said health workers have administered 300 million COVID-19 shots in his first 100 days in office. At the same time, vaccinations are on the decline, and the more contagious Delta variants are spreading in states with low vaccination rates.
The truth is that deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated. But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states.
60 House Democrats have wrote to Catholic bishops in the U.S. urging them to not deny communion to President Biden and other Catholic politicians who support a woman's right to choose abortion. The bishops' conference is voting to draft a document that would do just that.
This is USA Radio News. A 55-year-old man was arrested after allegedly assaulting California Governor Gavin Newsom as he made an appearance at an Oakland pizza restaurant. CHP, which provides security for the governor, said the Berkeley, California man was taken into custody. In a statement, they said the governor was approached by an aggressive individual. Members of the governor's security detail removed the governor from the situation. They said the man was booked into the Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, California, for investigation of resisting an executive order and assaulting a public official. Newsom didn't appear injured or disturbed by the alleged assault, later saying that different people have different ways of saying hello. A woman who identified herself as the suspect's sister said her brother is a homeless man with severe mental health problems. She told KABC-TV that the charges against him are consistent with his past charges and past behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Four after the hour now, as we approach Father's Day, this broadcast over Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you, Michael, father
Happy
of
Father's
Matthew,
Day to you.
Grandfather. Yeah. It's kind of cool, isn't it? Being a father and a grandfather. It's
yeah.
fun.
It is. It's
what
fun.
Do you like most about it?
the satisfaction of being tied into the human race.
And having the name continue, much as anything else, right?
Well, that's the least of my concerns.
Yeah. Well,
it's nice to be connected to people in an important way and make a difference in people's lives. And my answer was apt. And the most gratifying thing about being a father, or being a mother, or being a brother, or being a son, being a husband, being anything, a friend, is being tied into the human race.
Yeah. I don't really
isn't
know.
Isn't that true?
As long as I've known you, I don't know whether you have siblings. I've never asked you that.
I do. As a matter of fact, one of my siblings might be listening right now. She lives in Rio de Janeiro, and she listens to our broadcasts on the Internet.
Oh, cool.
And she's a world-famous artist. Her art name is La Femme Bobé. Her name is Bobby Winston, and she's an incredible artist. She's an American expat. She's an expat, and she's been living there for 30-some-odd years. I haven't seen her in 3 decades personally, but I see her. I talk to her every day and see her often through the magic of technology.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. You can be very close to somebody nowadays and not actually see them.
Yeah.
And I have various other step-siblings, but my biological sibling is a sister, an older sister.
Huh. Isn't that cool? I never knew that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I hope she's listening right now. This will be she was in the bathroom or something. You missed it! but this is a podcast, so she'll
Speaking of being in the bathtub, did you see the interview in The Tonight Show, Helen Mirren promoting the Fast and Furious movie, and she's in the bathtub? It's
absolutely. I missed that.
Oh, you have to see it. Just Google Helen Mirren / Tonight Show. It is fabulous. It just is. It's one of those things. It's so just. It's just funny. It's just perfect.
What's good about it?
her.
It's like funny. She's a great actress.
Picture her in the bathtub, bubble bath. She's naked in the bathtub doing an interview for 6 million people on The Tonight Show.
Well, you don't see anything. You see bubbles.
Yeah, you see bubbles. Yeah.
So how do you know she's naked? How do you know she's not wearing a bathing suit?
But it's the theater of the mind.
I can imagine.
But it is.
If she used the makeup and the persona that she had when she was the queen, mm-hmm. can you imagine Queen Elizabeth II addressing the world from the bathtub?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she was a fantastic. But wasn't she in The Queen or whatever that movie was?
Yes, she was. Yeah,
and
yeah.
There have been a lot of great actresses playing Queen Elizabeth II. She's certainly the best. She was a great queen.
Yep, she was. All right, let's go back to the list here. Number two this week is COVID-19 and the focus on what is happening with variants and the vaccines and that sort of stuff. I thought the most compelling story about this week was this 43-year-old guy from Texas who declined the vaccines because he thought they were going to do bad things for him. And now he's telling his story. He's telling folks to get the shot. He became so ill, Michael, following his COVID diagnosis, he needed a double lung transplant in order to survive. And if he'd have had the shots, he wouldn't have gotten sick, and he wouldn't have gone through the horror. And so he's telling the story. And how many other stories are there? There's dozens of stories of people, but I thought that was the...
Well, it's a crapshoot. You know, when you take a vaccine, there's always a small... When you take any medicine, medical procedure, there's a chance that something could go wrong. And vaccines are not 100% safe. I mean, it's risky stuff. But if you look at the big picture and the odds are overwhelmingly with you that you'll be better off taking the vaccine than not. That's what it comes down to. But you're always going to find cases that go awry. And when those are hyped up in certain media that tend to dwell on that because they've politicized it and they're targeting their audiences, and I'm not going to mention which ones they are, but they irritate the hell out of me. You know, woman dies after COVID vaccine, that type of thing. Well, you could say woman dies after aspirin. You could say, woman dies at bowling alley. You know, there are accidents, there are downsides to things. But when you politicize it, you cherry pick it, you blow it up, you put it out there, it can have a terrible effect on people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I've never had a flu shot in my life, and I never get the flu. But
your experience with your own body, but you do know that you are playing the odds. You're not guaranteed.
You're playing the odds if you get the shot. There are people that have had an issue. I got my shots because I thought it was the right thing to do for a number of reasons. Not that I was worried about the impact of the virus. I don't think I would have gotten it because I have a good immune system, as is demonstrated by what I said about the flu. But I also thought that there's a consciousness about, it's like wearing the mask. Think about other people. And if you don't get it, then you can't spread it to other people. And this ensures that you, or at least 95% of the insurance is there, that you won't get it, and therefore you won't affect other people. It's time we started thinking more about others than ourselves, I think.
It comes down to that. Yeah. It comes down to that. But that's always been the issue. That's always been the issue between, collectivism and social programs and being part of a society and maintaining the rights of the individual. It's always been a struggle between the left and the right in all political discussions and systems, going all the way back to the beginning when we first organized ourselves in caves. You know, okay, what's good for the clan and what's good for the man? You know, what's good for each of us individually? But what do we have to give up so that we can be stronger and more sufficient as a group? That's what it's about.
So then let's apply that to Juneteenth and the discussion of what we perhaps didn't know about what happened after the Emancipation Proclamation and what a great teachable moment it is. The only problem I have with this is that schools are canceled and it's a holiday that gets lost in buying sheets at the Macy's sale or whatever else happens. You know, the real reason for having Martin Luther King Day or Memorial Day or Veterans Day is to acknowledge important members of our society, and it gets lost. And I think people criticized me this week because I said, I don't think we need another holiday. I think we need to bring this to the surface and be teaching it in schools and having people become more aware of it for the nature of its value. What do you think?
I think that what you're saying is something that we should always think about when declaring holidays. But, you know, if it doesn't hurt anybody, it makes people feel good. I have no problem celebrating things. In terms of taking days off and all of that, that's a whole other issue. And in terms of important holidays losing their meaning, from Christmas to Memorial Day and Thanksgiving, that's another issue. These are things that we talk about. This is cultural, and you make some very good points. On the other hand, I don't get my nose out of joint about adhering to the wishes of people who are sensitive about things, because it doesn't affect me.
Good point.
Doesn't mean it doesn't affect them. Yeah. So I'll go along with it to a degree. But when it becomes reverse racism, when it becomes
when we have that happening,
and it affects other people's meritocracy and fairness and ability to make a living or to be judged on their own hard work, then I find it to be the pendulum has gone too far. But yeah. Juneteenth doesn't bother me.
I think that's a very interesting and pithy statement. The whole business about race relations and the impact of George Floyd and how that's sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, and then the focus on Black Lives Matter. There are a lot of people, I mean, they're 12%, Black Americans are 12% of the society.
That's a big number. And that's a big number.
Yeah. Are they getting more than 12% of the oxygen in the room? At the moment, yes, and is it deserved? That's a big issue, and one that will be continued. I think the discussion needs to continue anyway on it, and so I'm sure it's going to continue to show up on our story list from talkers.com. You can get the list at talkers.com or on the djvshow.com website. In a moment, what's coming up with a MH interview, 44 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a bit of a reminder about you and your process for losing weight and keeping it off. I know many of you, if not most of you, are conscious of your weight. You're trying to do the best you can to get it off, and then are you thinking about what happens after you get it off? That's really the question. Not whether you could lose the weight, because you can, but can you keep it off? And if you're worried about that, then you should go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. It's made in America, approved by the FDA, and it has three main ingredients that will help you sleep better, aloe vera, that will help rebuild your body, the collagen protein, and to help your body work better, those digestive enzymes, all put together by a doctor and three nurses 24 years ago. And man, has it gone to the top like a rocket ship in effectiveness. Check out all of the good stories at the website toploss.com and avail yourself of how wonderfully you can look and feel by just losing the weight and keeping it off. With the DJV code, you can get 3 months free. Check that out, too. No shipping charges. Fabulous way to lose the weight and, more importantly, keep it off with Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, people list. Every week when we do the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I like to have an official overview of the list because sometimes we get a bit distracted when we talk about one or two of the people or the items. So at number 10 on the official list, Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House of Representatives. Number 9, I don't give his name credence. I just say he's the president of China. Number 8, the leaders of the Democratic Party. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, the leaders of the Republican Party. Number 5, situation with the well-known or not so well-known names like Netanyahu in Israel. Donald Trump is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is 2. And our president, Joe Biden, is 1 on the people list here this week. As the official lists come out every week, you can see them both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses on
the... Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from this week, June 14th to the 18th. At number 10, the Supreme Court decisions. At number 9, Juneteenth. Number 8, the ransomware attacks and what's going on social media. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, what's happening in the Middle East now that there's a new leadership in Israel. Number 4, situation with immigration and what's going on the southern border. Things changing there pretty rapidly and not for the better. Number 3, the investigation into the election and January 6th, that sort of thing. Number 2, what the changes are in COVID, vaccine-wise and variant-wise. Number 1 is the story of the Biden-Putin summit. our relationship with Russia and other events that took place this week that put the president in the international spotlight. That's the story list from Talkers. All right, so Michael, what's in the hot spot? What's in the place of the MH interview this week?
Coming up on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, we'll have the audio of my conversation with Bill O'Reilly. It'll be at mhinterview.com.
There you go. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a Countdown Extra. Because there's been so much focus this week on Juneteenth and adding it as a holiday, because this is a list program and we talk about the top 10 of this, that, or the other thing, I'll give you the top 10 most popular holidays in America right after this. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the MySlippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Okay, at number 10, these are the top 10 holidays, because there's been so much talk this week about Juneteenth and what it means, and is it official, and should it be an official holiday, that sort of thing. I think we're wrapping a lot of critical conversation around race theory and race relations and what happened historically on June 19th, Juneteenth, back as the Civil War ended. So there are a lot of implications there, and it's a good conversation to have. But I just thought as an aside here, the top 10 items when it comes to you and the popularity of various holidays. At number 10, it's a tie between Mother's Day and St. Patrick's Day. How do you feel about that? St. Patrick's Day, for me, means nothing. Mother's Day certainly seems to be more important, even though my mother's long since passed. But I wonder what you think about that in terms of what you would judge. Was Mother's Day more important to you than St. Patrick's Day? I suppose if you're Irish and a mother, pretty good combination. All right, at number 9 on the most popular list of holidays in America, Christmas Eve. I think for a lot of people, Christmas Eve is better than Christmas itself because it's pretty exciting, right? See all the presents under the tree and all of the singing and the lights and all that stuff. So I think as a judgment call, I would say Christmas Eve certainly easily deserves. Christmas is an awesome day, but Christmas Eve, it's excitement, I think, that rules the day. Number 8 on the list of the most popular holidays in America is Valentine's Day. So is this just for women? I often say on the air that it seems to me like Valentine's Day is just for women and men don't get much, if anything, maybe a little romance, but, you know, and is it a sexual relationship that we're focused on? All kinds of love? I don't know. If you have a relationship, probably good. If you don't, you probably don't care much. So I go to number 7 on the list of the top 10, New Year's Eve. One of everybody's favorite holidays, it seems. Staying up late. I don't know. I don't stay up late anymore. I never did, actually. It didn't mean much to me. New Year's Eve, I think I like it because it's like Monday. It's a fresh beginning. It's like a new day. Everything is fresh. You get an opportunity to start all over again. So I think there's a combo here between New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. In fact, it's kind of important to recognize. Interesting. Father's Day is in next position. I would have thought that had been tied with Mother's Day rather than Earth Day. Well, whatever. However, you know, you just kind of figure out what it is that turns you on and you move from there. Number 5, Independence Day, the 4th of July, 5th most important holiday according to this list. Easter is number 4. I don't know that there's much surprise there. Thanksgiving is number 3. What a wonderful holiday it is. The smells of Thanksgiving. Very cool. In the number 2 position, Halloween. All Hallows Eve. The best holiday for youngsters, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, right? So the number 1 holiday, I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting in America. Christmas is a day like no other. I know I feel very different on Christmas. It isn't even about the religion, because it's much more than that. In fact, Jesus wasn't even born on Christmas Day anyway. But the feelings of love and warmth and things, and people not being out on the road, I think that's cool. So the number 1 holiday is Christmas. There it is, a top 10 list for you here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.